Welcome back to the Prayer is Breathing podcast. My name is Latoya. I want to thank you for tuning in, subscribing, listening. I am so glad that you are here. So today I'm going to talk to you about faith in the wait. Faith in the wait. So if you've been waiting on the promises of God, you're continuing in prayer and seeking the Lord, I just want you to be encouraged to know that God has a set time. He has an appointed time, and you don't have to get discouraged in that waiting process. And so I want to share this verse with you that many of us may be familiar with, and it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But it, as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Now, this verse is so powerful to me and is so important and is so good. But for not the first time, but this verse here really, really stood out to me in Isaiah 64, because I'm familiar with that verse in 1 Corinthians 2, 9, and maybe you are as well. But do you know this verse in Isaiah 64, verse 4 is very similar, but it's also very powerful. And I want to read that to you as well. And so Isaiah 64, verse 4, it says, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you who acts for the one who waits for him." And so we're talking about faith in the wait. And this verse, again, it parallels 1 Corinthians 2, 9, and it talks about God. And it also says men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God beside you who acts for the one who waits for him. Listen, if you are waiting for the Lord, you're waiting on the Lord, God will act for you. He will act on your behalf. And this is what Isaiah 64, 4 tells us, that no one has seen, no one has perceived, no one even begins to understand the power of God, that he acts for those that waits for him. And so your waiting on the Lord is not in vain. And I know sometimes it can get tough. You can feel weary, discouraged, wondering, is it ever going to happen? Is God going to do what he said he's going to do? Is God going to be faithful to his promise? And I want to tell you that God is not on our time wave, that his ways are higher, his thoughts are higher. And this is not just a motivational speech, but it's scripture, and it's in the word of God about the set appointed times that God has. And so it's important that as we are in the wait, that we ask the Lord to strengthen our hearts, because we may not know the time, we may not know what God has in store, but we need strength to keep believing, to keep being hopeful, to keep standing on the promises of God. And I want to look at Abraham and Sarah, because we know them. We know Abraham to be the father of the faith, and we know the word that the Lord spoke to Abraham, and it was such a long time before it came to pass when God promised them their son. And I don't know what God has promised to you, what God has spoken to you prophetically by his spirit, but I want you to understand that even if you've been waiting a really long time, it does not mean that God will not perform that which he has spoken. And so I love how it puts it, the Bible puts it in Genesis chapter 21, and it says, "And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said." That is so good to me. As he had said. So exactly how God said it is how God did it. And so again, Genesis chapter 21, "And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken," right? And so we could put our names in this verse, but the Lord will do for you as he has spoken over your life. And then it says in verse 2, "For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God has spoken to him." So not only did God fulfill his word, but God did it in the set time. And so God has a set time, and we may not understand what that timing is, but we have to still believe God. And verse 3, "And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac." Then Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, God has made me laugh, and all who hear will laugh with me. She also said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? For I have borne him a son in his old age. Listen, sometimes the promises of God, when they are fulfilled, I love how Sarah said, who would have known that I would have borne him a son? Who would have known, right? And so when the promises comes to pass, you'll find yourself thinking, wow, who would have known that God would really have done what he said he would do? And so verse 7, she also said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? For I have borne him a son in his old age. So the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the same day that Isaac was weaned. And so they begin to celebrate the promise of God, and God brought them joy. And the meaning of the name Isaac is laugh or laughter. And so when Sarah says the Lord brought her laughter or joy, even in her old age, that is so possible. But I want to take us back to verse 2, because it tells us that God had a set time. And so it says, for Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And so in our humanity, we don't know what that time frame can be in our personal lives of what God has spoken. And maybe you've been waiting for 5 years or 10 years, or you have some prayers that you've been praying and weeping and sowing into and fasting and reading the word and studying and standing on the promises of God, and you have not yet seen the answers. But I want to tell you and remind you of who God is. And God is the one, as we read, that acts for those that wait for him. And so whenever you understand that God will act on your behalf, he will do exactly what he's spoken, and he will fulfill exactly what he said, because he is not a man that he should lie. And his words cannot return to him void. And we see that in Isaiah chapter 55. And so we understand that God has to fulfill his promises to us. And so Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. And so God, in his loving kindness and compassion, he gives us this insight so that we don't try to limit God to our logic or to our own thinking. God lets us know ahead of time that his thoughts are higher, his ways are higher. And then this is verse 10. It says, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. And so you can take the word of the Lord and understand that the word of the Lord cannot return. And whatever God has spoken to you, if you really look at this passage in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10, and I'm just going to read it again, it says, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud. And so even when we look at this, is when God speaks a word, his word is going to accomplish, it's going to prosper, it's going to water, it's going to bud, it's going to do the very thing that God intended for his word to do. And we go on to see this in verse 11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. And so even when you feel like you've been tarrying or you've been waiting, understand that all the timing, all of that is up to God, but it's our prayer that we continue to keep believing, that we continue to have faith, that we continue to hold on to the word of God and the character of God and not allow doubt and unbelief to keep you from waiting. And so we have to be encouraged that God gives us faith. God promises that he will strengthen our heart. And God also promises that he will act for those who wait for him. And so be encouraged. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. But understand that God has not forgotten you. God has not forsaken you. God has not abandoned you. Whatever he's spoken by nature, it has to come to pass. And so we can rest on the word of God and believe the word of God and not allow ourselves to walk and operate in a spirit of unbelief. Amen. Hallelujah. So I would love to just say a prayer for you as you're listening. God, I pray for every person listening to this podcast, God, and I pray right now for supernatural strength in the midst of the wait, God, for wisdom, for revelation, for understanding, for knowledge, oh God, of who you are. And I just pray that you would fill every heart with hope. You would fill every heart with faith, oh God, faith to believe, because you said in your word that without faith, it is impossible to please you. And so, God, I just pray for supernatural faith that in the timing, in the wait, in the process, in the journey, Lord, that we would not quit, we would not give up, but we will hold on to that which you have spoken because we understand your word, that as the rain cannot return, neither can your word return. And so, God, we thank you that your word is settled. Settle your words in our hearts. In Jesus' mighty, matchless, and wonderful name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. So ladies, every Monday night, I host a Bible study via Zoom. You can register on Eventbrite, and it's called the Equipping Women's Bible Study via Zoom every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so I would love for you to join us there. And of course, if you have any prayer requests, feel free to send any prayer requests that you may have to prayerisbreathing@gmail.com. God bless you, and thank you so much again for listening.